It is 75 years since the publication of one of the most famous novels of all time, Gone with the Wind, Margaret Mitchell's story of Scarlett O'Hara, Rhett Butler, and their passionate love affair during the Civil War, a passion that went famously cinematic.
There's one thing I do know, and that is that I love you, Scarlett. In spite of you and me and the whole silly world going to pieces around us, I love you.
Well, to mark the 75th anniversary of the book, NPR's Kathy Lohr visited the official home of Gone with the Wind, just south of Atlanta.
It's said as a child, Margaret Mitchell sat on the front porch and listened to stories the adults told about the Civil War as they passed still summer nights in Clayton County. Did she base the passages in her novel on tales she heard from relatives and friends? Peter Bonner, who runs a tour company here, says that's just what happened.
And Margaret said she used to pretend she was asleep and lay there on the porch and stick around and hear some of those great stories. Later she'd say, I sat on the fat, slippery laps of my great aunts and heard what would become Gone with the Wind.
Bonner says he found stories of a real slave named Prissy and even the tale of making a dress out of green velvet drapes. Those accounts, some in letters from Margaret Mitchell, are at least in part stories about the author's great-grandparents, the Fitzgeralds, who were among the richest planters in Clayton County. Mitchell was quoted as saying Tara was, in fact, her grandparents' two-story country home, but tourists are looking for something grander. About 10 miles south of Atlanta in Jonesboro, Georgia, sits a plantation house called Stately Oaks. It was moved here and preserved as an example of an antebellum home. Tall oaks surround the 1839 Greek Revival-style house with white pillars. So when visitors ask to see the Tara depicted in the movie, Bonner says this is where they're sent.
Margaret took the Hollywood bigwigs on a tour here at least once in the area down south. Showed them everything from little bitty farmhouses, shacks, to this. A lot of folks come here and see the two gallery porches and the columns, and they say, oh my goodness, that's Tara.
Tara doesn't really exist, but as Bonner shows me around, he says this is perhaps the closest thing to it around here.
Instead of making people feel bad, oh, you're so silly, it didn't really happen, we say, no, that is Hollywood's version. Let us take you back and give you a little taste of it, the foundation, I guess you'd say, of what Margaret Mitchell wrote that later would become the movie that everyone loves.
Of course, not everyone here loves the Pulitzer Prize-winning book, and the film's portrayal of slaves and plantation life remain controversial. Clayton County is now predominantly black, and some residents say they're ambivalent about the link with the book and the movie. Debbie Sanchez has lived in the county for more than 30 years.
In this current time right now, in 2011, you have some people that are open-minded, some aren't, because they're not as forgiving, you know?
So is it tough sometimes to have that book be associated with this area?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it can be, because, I mean, it wasn't something positive for African Americans. We didn't benefit.
And outside a nearby barbecue joint in Jonesboro, Carol Stewart says the book does dredge up feelings about the rights that African Americans were denied in the South.
Most people just sort of ignore it because it is a little hurtful. Yeah, that's the sense I get from talking to people and coworkers and just people in the community that it's a bad part of the county's history. Except it's not really history, it was fiction.
But this area now relies on the romantic picture of the antebellum South to boost tourism. Downtown, 15,000 to 20,000 people visit the Road to Tara Museum each year. It's housed in the 1860s train depot and contains thousands of items related to Gone with the Wind. Memorabilia from the movie, including Scarlett O'Hara's pantalettes, the Mitchell family china, and original manuscripts.
We have a variety of copies of Margaret Mitchell's book, including some of the original books that were released.
Rebecca Klein is with the Clayton County Convention and Visitors Bureau, which runs the museum.
And we do have one edition that actually has Margaret Mitchell's signature inside the book, and that book can be valued for as much as $25,000 today.
There's no official estimate of how much money the area's association with the book generates, but Charles Wright, who has lived here for 35 years, says it's been a good thing in an area hit hard by the recession.
I think it kind of helps put Jonesboro on the map. Without Gone with the Wind, a lot of people probably wouldn't have heard of it.
Gone with the Wind may be remembered as an epic love affair, an account of Civil War violence, or a story about the struggle to endure. In a 1936 interview, Margaret Mitchell herself said the novel's theme is survival. I wrote about people who had gumption, she said, and people who didn't. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Corey Turner and Franklin Cater, and produced by Brendan Banaszak. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
Our planning editor is Jerry Holmes. The staff includes Jessica Deal, Julia Buckley, Nate Rott, Gabe O'Connor, Carol Klinger, Viet Le, Jennifer Longmire-Wright, and Rhonda Ray.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.